everyone. And you are in for an amazing time today because you are listening to the number one podcast based on the calculations of my wife. This is the Cine Gang!
Number one in your hearts.
You're right.
Max.
Yeah.
Actually, the number two, because there's this Korean-based K-drama podcast that she listens to more than Cine Gang, unfortunately. But we are a strong number two, according to her.
Okay. I'll take that.
This is Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater, and I am with the dashing chefs, Chef Ed Bugia and Chef Sharwin T.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. What are we doing today? Medyo exciting, ah.
Guys, we have a very special guest. Oh,
pinagpapawisan ako eh. Wala pa nga. Hindi pa nag-guess eh.
My heart is palpitating already.
Before we introduce our guest, guys, what is our topic for this evening? Para ma-excite din yung mata at pagpawisan din yung ating listeners.
Well, you know, guys, we palapit na yung Valentine's Day and we all have to be ready, right? One of the things na syempre most associated with Valentine's Day is food, right? And oftentimes people ask us about our food recommendations, the best dishes to serve, what to, you know, where to go. And there's going to be another episode about that. But for tonight, I think we should also talk about the other side of food. Kasi syempre, may effect yung food.
May other side ba yung food? Ano yung ilalim? Anong other side?
depende kung ilalim o itaas, di ba? Depende yan. We have to ask our guest.
Okay. Since I know we're going to take quite some time to talk about this topic because it's a fun and very unique topic for us since the first time, diretso na natin. Let us now introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest, no? Yung credentials nito napakalupit, no? She has like 10 PhDs, 12 masteral degrees. Alatang wala akong alam sa academe. She used to be a regular. I don't know if it's still on now, no? On the Boys Night Out na show on 89.9, Magic 89.9. She has her own show on cable TV. Doc, saan yung show mo? Anong channel?
Alam mo, ako na lang kaya mag-introduce nung sarili ko.
Hindi, wait. Bago ka mag-introduce nung ano mo, gusto kong introduce. And she's also my kumare, actually. No? Inaanak ko yung, ano, yung... Sasabihin ko mga anak, isa lang pala. Pero parang inaanak ko na rin lahat na anak ni Doc Rica. We have for this evening, Doc Rica Cruz.
Woohoo!
Yan, palakpakan tayo. Doc, please tell us more about you and what you specialize in, please. Para hindi kami magkamali.
Maraming salamat po, mga nagagwapuhang Ginoo. So yes, yan. I am a Dr. Rica Cruz. I'm a licensed psychologist and I'm a US board certified sexologist. So what I do is I'm a sex and relationships therapist. And in the Philippines, my advocacy is on everything sex, including food. Kanina nga, gusto ko nang gusto ko nang mag objection, Your Honor, na sabi mo, ang pinaka-importante pag Valentine's Day, pagkain. Hindi kaya, sex kaya.
Obviously, hindi ako magaling sa Valentine's Day, no? Kasi food lang iniisip ko.
The food should be the preview, di ba? The appetizer before the sex.
Appetizer. Pwede. Yan. Yun ang kasama sa foreplay. Kailangan kasama yung pagkain sa foreplay.
And Doc, that's why we invited you for this evening. It's because, sabi nga namin, every time people talk about sex and food, it's always the aphrodisiac aspect. No, it's always na lang yung, di ba chocolates daw, or oysters, and whatnot. Di ko na alam ano yung iba, di ba, strawberries. Nakakasawa na. And we give the same answers every year because hindi naman nag-iiba eh. Hindi naman, wala naman na-inventong bagong pagkain na bagong aphrodisiac unless na-discover, di ba? So, we don't want to discuss that. We wanted to discuss with you how important the role of food is in, in bedside culture, di ba? Kumbaga. So, paano nag-interplay talaga ang food and sex? How important is it? May mga natitrigger ba na hormones, etc., etc.? Free for all, guys. Free for all. Dahil kami ay curious kids rin. Wala kaming alam tungkol dito. And I think that's also part of why you are doing really great right now and people see you as someone they can trust when it comes to sexual matters. Yon. Mm-hmm. Diba?
Mm-hmm. Gusto ko yun ng ano ka pa, ng bola ka pa, ganyan. alam mo, Ed, mamaya ipopromote ko lahat ng ginagawa ko. Pati
yes,
yung
please,
nakalimutan
yes,
ko sabihin yung TV show ko. Pero gusto ko lang i-touch up yung aphrodisiac na sinasabi mo, no? Kasi alam ko sawang-sawa ka na doon. But I think what people should know is that there was a time in the history of the world that everything was an aphrodisiac.
What?
Gets, parang, oh, lahat ng pagkain naging aphrodisiac siya. So, okay. What I'm trying to say is that there's very little evidence, scientific evidence, on the effectivity of and efficacy of aphrodisiacs. Itong chocolates, what? Itong strawberries, itong honey. Oo. So, how do they work? So, bakit ba sinasabi ng mga tao na, okay, kapag nagkain ako ng strawberry, I will get horny, right?
Yeah.
Or kain ako ng chocolate, I will get horny. Kayo ba kumakain ka ng chocolate, you get horny?
Ako hindi, kasi hindi ako mahilig sa chocolate.
Hindi, diba? Hindi, diba? Hindi. So, naaanto ka pa kapag sobrang tamis. Hmm. So, right. Bakit ba nila sinasabi to? The main mechanism behind these aphrodisiacs, quote-unquote, is the conditioning that you associate with the specific type of food. Am I making sense?
Is it, doc, it's not so much the chemical of the food, but it's in the psychological part in your mind, hindi naman. Yun yun.
That's it, the psychological part. Not necessarily the chemical
composition
aspects,
of the food.
Mga, yan. It's the psychological part of it. So, for example, diba, in movies, you see that they have these chocolates and strawberries. When you wine and dine someone, it means that you're gonna have sex after. So it's conditioned. Nah. And why do they say oysters are like an aphrodisiac? Because what do you do with the oyster?
You slurp it,
right? You put your tongue out, you get the oyster, and you slurp it. And what do you do in bed that you actually put your tongue out and then slurp?
Hence the legendary white chick scene. Diba? Of Latrell, nalala niyo yun? Yung eating the oysters. I mean, I love that movie, guys. Sorry, I'm nakasampung beses ko na napanood yung white chicks na yan. Oo, so that's why. Very, Doc, correct me if I'm wrong. Diba the term is Pavlovian? Tama ba? Very, parang nakocondition. I'm probably wrong.
Pwedeng, yes, pero Pavlovian kasi is just one specific part of it.
Okay.
But it's basically conditioning.
Conditioning. Mamarunong
so
pa
when we're talking about conditioning, I just want to ask this though, kasi ginawa ko to before, no? For a Valentine's pop-up. So I did a pop-up. Syempre puro couples lang yung kumain. And one of the dishes I made for dessert was parang little spoonfuls of dessert. And I asked the diners to feed each other instead of eating. Mm-hmm. Parang they each have a spoon, pero instead of feeding yourself, you feed each other. Dahil in my mind, inisip ko, this might be helpful to make the night more amorous. Does that work? Kasi is that part of the conditioning aspect na parang, oh, magsubuan kayo, baka sakali it will...
Magsubuan kayo.
Magsubuan kayo, baka sakaling magsubuan din kayo pagdating sa kama.
So kasama yun sa conditioning.
You pretty much answered your own question.
And you know what else was there? It wasn't exactly the food, right? Because it's different types of dessert, like what you said. It was that it was bite-sized and that there was a connection between the both of you. Because you have to share it with each other rather than just eating it by yourself. So, na-trigger mo na yung intimacy between these two people or three or four, depende kung ilan sila. And kung ilan ang gusto nilang kasama mag-celebrate ng Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yung ni Richie, nanlaki yung mata eh. Parang, Okay, three people.
Di pumayag eh, isa lang eh. Isa lang pumayag.
Pero galing, ano ba? Galing. Meron pa akong ano?
Game.
Idadagdag. Ang daldal ko, ano ba yung kakaumpisa pa lang?
No. We love it, Doc. Kasi, Doc, as we told you before the show started, we are amateurs here. We are like puppies here that have no idea what's happening. So please enlighten us.
No, I just want to add to what Chef Sharwin said, no? Yung dessert na ginawa mo, it's sweet. And I'm expecting, right? And I'm sure that it was also what do you call that in food? Yung mabango? Matamis, fragrant. Mabango? Fragrant, it stimulates your senses, right? Stimulates your senses. And there are studies naman that parang sex is connected to your nose. So your nose knows, right? And if it's fragrant and it gives you a very pleasant smell, like yung chocolate chip cookie, di ba pag may nagbe-bake ng cookies, kanyan, merong, ano ba yung mabango? Pandesal.
Freshly baked bread.
Freshly baked pandesal. Yung mga ganon, it sends some signals to our brain that reminds us that, hey, you know, when you smell this, usually what comes after is a pleasurable experience. Right? Yeah.
So that's why si Axe, yung Axe Dio, kaya pala ganun yung mga ano marketing nila. Di ba? Yung Axe na fragrance.
Sila, hinahabol sila na babae.
Diba? Oo, laging sex eh. Di ba? Yung Axe, oh, mabango ako, sex. Parang ganun, di ba yung Axe?
I think I tried it. Doesn't work.
I'm talking about food. Kasi nga, okay, di ba okay. Kapag, yung chef kayo, kapag may ginagawa kayo tas mabango, usually, ang sinasabi sa tao nun, ay masarap yung pagkain.
Ooh,
now, there are certain types of scents when you bake, usually, that also give you that kind of message. And it can be connected to sex. Because there's this kind of anticipation that you get in yourself. I can't really describe the feeling. I'm going to try to describe it. I'm going to try to describe it. You know, when you enter a parang pandesal shop or when you smell something baking, yari pagpasok mo sa kwarto mo, tapos may nagbe-bake, di ba pagka amoy mong yon, yung kinikilig ka na all over. And it translates to the body. That's what I'm trying to say. It translates to the body. And
okay. I get it. It parang it overwhelms your smell to the point na it assimilates into your body talaga, as in gives you tingles or something like that.
Yes. So parang nagiging psychosomatic yung term namin. So from just smelling it, it sends signals to your brain that something is pleasurable, something pleasurable is gonna happen, and then it will build your arousal because you feel it in your body. Talagang gumagana na
So, Doc, meron bang specific smells na reverse yung you have to avoid? Let's say you're preparing a meal for your date. Baka naman there are certain smells na you should avoid. Obviously, yung mga baking, okay. Di ba? Yung chocolate, okay. Maybe
adobo,
yung caramel is okay.
Adobo,
pero
amoy yung maasim.
Sura. Meron ba? Yung maasim. Anything, di ba sabi ko sa inyo, it's about association. It's about conditioning.
Right.
So kung kunyari magluluto ka ng longganisa, di ba? Tapos kung wala ka namang memories na masaya ng longganisa that you can relate with sex, huwag ka nang umasa that it will build anticipation. Or if there's a lot of garlic going on,
yeah.
Unless that's like part of your fetish, di ba? Usually garlic is associated with bad breath. And bad breath is not fun for sex. So you would want to avoid that too.
I accidentally did a longanisa burp during a date. Oh. It didn't help, guys. I'm telling you now.
No.
Always have a mint with you if nag-breakfast ka or nag-lunch longanisa.
Pero yan ang mahirap sa longanisa. Kahit breakfast mo kinain, nag-brush ka na ng teeth mo sa gabi, posibleng lumabas pa rin siya sa...
Correct.
Burp
cranberries nga. Do you have to let it linger?
Pero Doc Rica, ang galing kasi in cooking and in food, talagang connected ang olfactory senses mo, yung nose and mouth talaga. As in, they always say, you smell the food before you see it, and then you see it, then you taste it, di ba? You feel it, you touch it. So talagang lahat ng senses mo, lalo na yung olfactory. And it's also a lot of nostalgia. Kaya ang ganda ng sinabi mo na may natitrigger ba siyang good memories? Diba? Kung may good memory sa'yo yung pandesal, go. Kasi yung nostalgic aspect nun eh. Nakakatawa yun, pandesal, tapos nag-sex kami after breakfast. Ganun, nostalgic, very ano.
Agad.
Yeah, pero masarap yan, diba? The smell of pandesal and coffee in the morning and then you can relate it to morning sex. Diba? Parang good morning, weekend sex. Then basically, Actually, this is a tip. If you can do that, nyan, bacon and pandesal sa umaga, tapos mag-roast ka ng coffee, bango, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, gagawa mo ni misis mo. Tapos magsisex kayo. Kailangan masarap yung sex. Diba? And you
para
do that.
Associate.
Mm-hmm. And you do that every weekend. Every Sunday morning. Ginawa sa akin kasi ito ni Pesty. Every Sunday morning, you do that.
Kaka-pressure naman, Dok.
Ibig sabihin, parang I'm conditioned that every Sunday morning, I will wait for that my bread, my coffee, and my sex. So, all
in
one. That's
amazing.
Yeah, so it's about conditioning talaga.
I'll make sure na masarap yung pandesal at saka yung kape. At least, diba? 2 for 3.
We are at the halfway point of our recording this evening and I am amazed at the composure we have kept. We are so mature as of the moment so far. Kaming tatlo, ha? Hindi ikaw, Doc Rica. Kaming tatlo. Kanina pa kaming mga, let's try to keep this decent, you know?
Decent naman.
Kaya nga, ang galing. That's why ako impressed na impressed kanina pa. This is such a mature discussion that people will find really enlightening. That is really the fun part of tonight's discussion so far. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, Doc, it's not about yung sinasabi niyang decent, it's not about what you say. It's about kami. We haven't made any stupid jokes.
Hindi pa kami
so far.
Jokes masyado so far.
Binabantayin nila ako, I promise.
Meron akong isa pang trivia sa inyo. Kasi di ba we're talking about olfactory, the nose. And I think sex naman is not just the taste, the smell, but also all the senses, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Ayan, kung ano yung nakita mo, yung naririnig mo, naamoy mo, what you touch, and what you taste. Merong isang study na nagsabi that men actually preferred cinnamon buns over any kind of perfume to arouse
<That's true>.
Them. Yeah,
I'm
they
not
got
surprised.
Over
I
cinnamon
am not
buns.
Surprised, guys.
I think I was part of that survey.
Whenever we pass by a Cinnabon, we're like, oh my God, I want one.
Yes.
Well, actually, if this was 3 years ago, nung absolutely zero carbs ako, at nakaamoy ako ng cinnamon bun, at talagang ma-associate ko yun with something ultra pleasurable. Dahil in my mind, yun lang talaga gusto ko at that time, more carbs.
Oh my God, yung cinnabon, no? Tapos nagkaroon pa sila yung parang baby na cinnabon. Mini bun ba yun?
Mini bun?
Oh my God.
So that's what you associate more to your arousal than any kind of perfume. And meron pang pumpkin pie. Though it's not naman ano uso dito. Sa mga babae, it was banana nut bread.
Magbe-bake ako.
Makahanap nga ako ng nasan ba yung banana bread recipe na? I have a banana bread recipe somewhere. Where is it?
May pumpkin spice ako sa pantry ko ngayon. Aamuyin ko tonight. Ganun yun.
The banana nut bread gave me a visual.
Hindi, pang guys nga yung pumpkin spice eh. Oo. Sa babae yung banana bread.
So try mo. Parang try to see how it affects your body. Kapag naamoy mo yun.
Pag din naman mag-bake, lalagay lang yung saging sa pandesal. Tapos papaamoy lang. Amoy
pwede
mo
na yan. Lagyan mo mani.
Sige mo peanut butter para smell.
Grabe
kayo. Yun ang aso yun. Smell.
I got something for you.
Pag tinamad mag-bake. Ang galing ng trivia na yan. Ha? Any reason why, Doc? Is it the cinnamon or wala lang? It's the combination.
Hindi ko na alam. Babasahin ko yung buong study. Para.
Kami rin na-curious. Magbabasa rin kami.
Yeah. Hanapin natin yung study, but I would think my hypothesis would be the memories again that it triggers when you smell it.
What about ano naman, Doc? Are there any foods that you might want to avoid on Valentine's Day so that you can perform better in Valentine's night?
Wait, yan ba yung mga tipong to clarify, di ba sabi, don't eat asparagus kasi yung semen ng guy will taste bitter. Yan ba yung matanong mo, Char? Para malinaw.
No, I mean just the, you know, overall performance lang.
Para ba yung sinabi kong yun? Sorry ah.
You really put him on the spot. Diba?
Diba not kasi, exactly baka that. Baka kasi there are certain foods na hihina ka in quotation marks.
Alam mo, kaya. Sure naman, oo naman. Pero gusto ko rin i-address yun ha. Alam mo, very little scientific study rin yan. Yung kumain ka ng pinya, para matimis. Kumain ka ng asparagus, mapait. Kumain ka ng broccoli. Hindi masarap. Very little scientific evidence. But, ano naman eh, anything that you put in your body, ilalabas mo rin. Yes? So, kung yung diet mo ay composed of a lot of sugar, hahanap yun ang paraan lumabas. And of course, when you ejaculate, may nilalabas ka. Parang ganyan. But like the types of, certain types of food, and it will give you this kind of semen taste, again, it has very little
scientific
strong proof. Scientific evidence. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, ano ba ang kailangan mong i-avoid? Well, katulad ng sinabi ko kanina, anything that will overstimulate your senses, right? The garlic, the ano ba yung mga mabaho pagka inaamoy, pagka na, kinakain,
mga, yung longganisa. Mga fatty food, Doc.
Fatty food. Yes. Kasi it can also, actually yun, it can also take you to the banyo, right? Anything oily can really upset stomach.
Story of my life, Doc.
And then the very, very strong and spicy food, right, can also give you an upset stomach. There's one thing that a lot of people think they should have a lot to have sex. And it's a very big no-no from like a sex expert from the scientific community. And you know what that is? It's alcohol.
Narinig ko yan.
That was going to be our next phase, you know, like drinking, like how much is too much. Diba? Baka hindi ka na.
Yeah, excessive alcohol drinking is a sexual depressant. It's not a sexual stimulant, especially for men. Kasi if you binge drink, right? You binge drink, tapos samahan mo pa ng yosi, mahihirapan ka na talaga to get that erection. Mahihirapan ka na to get your penis up. That's why...
Paano kung pulutan mo, balot?
Sige,
try mo. Para makansel, ano?
Hindi ba na makansel? Baka yung cholesterol mo na ang kailangan mo.
Sorry, Doc. You're saying, that's why...
And then that's why, diba, there are stories when you listen to sex stories or when you actually watch movies, yung kapag sobrang ano lasing nung lalaki, diba kinakausap na niya yung penis niya, parang work for me. Kasi hindi talaga. I mean, it can affect your erection.
It's not just for the comedy in the movies. That can really happen to you if you overdo.
It really happens. It really happens. It's not a matter if it can or if cannot. It happens. And if you're gonna ask me, unahan ako itas tanong mo. If you're gonna ask me the amount of alcohol that you can drink to make sure that you're sexually functioning okay, right? And then you will be good in bed. The recommended is whatever that can impede you as a driver will also impede you in bed. So whatever amount that can impede you as a driver and also...
In LA, it's one can of beer. One bottle of beer, di ka na pwede.
Exactly. So isa lang. That's it.
Oh, man. So talagang social drinking lang, no? Pag may balak ka.
Oo. Pag may balak ka.
Pero mahirap na balance to, no? Kasi, di ba, yung... Minsan, the more alcohol... You have the less inhibitions you have.
Right.
Pero naman, the more you have, baka naman the less capability ka na. So, ang hirap kailangan i-balance.
Kailangan mo i-balance ang iyong mind and body. Mga 2 drinks naman, hindi naman isa. 2 standard drinks.
Shot na yun, yung dalawang yun. Shot na agad ng tequila.
Ganyan.
Huwag tequila. Marami na akong stories ng tequila.
Parang yun sa sinabi ko.
Hindi naman kasi at least mas aware kami, you know, kasi I'm sure the people listening to this episode tonight, no, this podcast, they want to understand not only how they can help embed, diba, yung sexual prowess, but also some might want to use it to conceive, diba? Sometimes they need these lessons also na, oh, gusto natin mag-baby, wag tayo lasing lagi, honey, diba?
Ay,
yung mga ganun. So yun, yung mga ganun. So this is very, this is very enlightening, this kind of discussion, Doc. So na-amaze ako. So far, I'm just really taking down notes, man. Ang galing. galing. Especially
minsan
banana
lang
bread.
Ganito ka-attentive si Chef Ed sa podcast. Eh.
Usually nanggugulo lang ako dun sa guest. Parang, oh, sige nga. Ano pang kinain mo? Ay, mga ganun. Ngayon,
no, but
quiet
now
ako
this
eh.
this is interesting because, for example, Chef Ed and I, we have to create menus for certain occasions. Parang napaisip tuloy ako, what about, yung mga, alam mo yung mga degustasyon, no? We have like 10 courses, 15 courses.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos may parang wine service that goes with that. Parang that's not ideal pala, no? If you're looking forward to sex after. Kasi like 15,
well,
15 courses and ano, parang by then, naka 4-hour dinner ka.
Oh, but your final course is intercourse.
Exactly. Your job is to make the menu, right? And part of your job would be to make it as so, and yeah, it's part of the foreplay. And the main dish is the sex after. So you have to build it up. Hindi pwedeng pataas, tapos ibababa mo agad. Hindi siya pwedeng bell curve. Are you following me?
Dapat escalating.
Yes.
Importante yung dessert, ah. Hindi pwede talaga wala yung dessert. Oo, kailangan may tuldok din eh.
I mean, so yung dessert, merong tuldok, but you have to make it in such a way that there's something after. What I feel kasi, if I may give you my 1 cent. Whenever I go to these things kasi, it's supposed to be romantic, right? And there's wine and there's this, it's, you know, there's this kind of intimate setting. But afterwards, sobrang busog muna. Ayoko nang gumalaw. Diba? So the challenge for you would be to make it great, to make it good, but at the same time, for the people to look forward to something else after. Hindi yung parang, oh, tulog na tayo. Uy na tayo, tulog na tayo.
Bitin ng konti. Konting sabik. May konting sabik na iniwan. Ganon.
And like what I told you naman, sex is about all the senses. Diba? Stimulating the senses. Right. So, yun ang ano mo, eh, kung restaurant owner ka, ikaw yung chef, yun din ang challenge mo. Ano ang gagawin mo para ma-excite ang mga tao even after eating. So, the 15 course is actually the one thing that they will do before sex. And it will intensify the sex.
That's why I think yung subuan ni Sharwin was a good idea.
Yes. Very good yun. Uh-huh. So, isip ka pa ng mga ganun.
Is that what you named it, Chef Sharwin? Subuan ni Sharwin. Is that what you named it?
Sabay for charity pa pala daw yun.
actually, to be honest, oo, yung kinita namin doon, we donated to a medical center para, but syempre yung mga taong nag-attend, hindi naman nila kailangan ng charity. It's the, you know, the thought that counts, di ba? But that's the reason why I asked this question, na kasi, I know a lot of people, pag narinig na nila Valentine's, yan ay idea nila. Nako, let's find the biggest degustation, the most expensive one, and then like 6 wines on the
or buffet
on the
menu.
Buffet.
Teka lang,
sa saan yung ba ako i-invite?
Yan. Saan ba tayo?
Saan yung ba ako i-invite? Ready na ako.
Kasi marami kaming GC ng Popeyes. Mga ganun. Mga fried chicken.
Degustasyon ng fried chicken.
Nandun pala kami sa Evan and Doc. Baka kala mo sobrang big time kami. Yung mga GC namin. Mga Fridays.
Babalitan ko na ng lube. Pwede mong gamitin for dessert. Yan.
Great segue, Doc. Tell us more, please, about your lube. No, Doc Rica has a business called Unprude. No, it's a website, mm-hmm. unprude.com. Doc, please tell us more about it. Kasi na-curious kami. Kanina also, during the briefing before the show, sabi namin, as a joke, ha, Doc, baka pwede mo i-segue yung mga, yung mga sex products mo, yung ganyan, baka may mga nakakain dyan. Sabi ni Doc, actually, meron. Yeah. Meron pa nga. Meron nga talaga. So please tell us more about it, Doc.
Hmm. Okay. So yes, I actually launched my business. It's unprude.com. And I launched it because in my years as a sex therapist, I realized that a lot of women still feel parang ashamed of their sexual selves. And yun nga, although we're progressing as a country, di ba nakikita mo, naging sex-positive tayo. Tapos ito, meron ng mga ganitong podcast. Meron pa rin feeling na it's too much too soon. Yan. So I wanted to create the safe space for everyone, wherever they may be in their sexual journey. And that's unprude.com. And part of it, parang part of my advocacy is really to put the things that I use, personally use, on the site so I can share it with others. And ito yung pinaka favorite ko dito. Parang part of the product list are lubes, because I believe that lubes are the holy grail of sex. You cannot have sex without lubricants. And for me, kasi when you use lubes, diba? When you give head and give fellatio, when you go down on your woman, dapat may lasa para mas masaya.
So it's not just to lubricate. It's also, ang galing. It's also added flavor. Okay. Now I get it.
Yes. And my favorite right now, so I sell, we have System Joe lubes on the site. And my favorite flavor is hazelnut espresso. Before it was creme brulee. And the other night,
grabe, creme brulee.
Yeah, the other night, I was like, I want to try this. And then when I tried it, I was like, grabe.
Gives new meaning to, gives new meaning to my milkshake brings all the boys.
Yeah. And what's fun with this is that it opens up the discussion of sex, even with your friends, because it's flavored, right? And it's edible. We use this on our gin from time to time.
Gin?
Gin? Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Even on vanilla ice cream. So if you want to use vanilla ice cream on your partner, diba? Before kasi, flavored lubes
existed. Yung mamukha namin tatlo.
Oo nga, nakita ko nga kayo parang, kasi, nung bata ako.
Sasayangan yata si Ed sa vanilla ice cream.
Pwede bang ibang flavor?
When I was in college kasi, parang wala pa naman itong mga flavored lubes, right? And hindi ko gusto yung lube noon. So what I would use is ice cream. Parang it gives me the flavor, it also gives me the texture and the parang the temperature, and it's yummy. So
the cold didn't even for your partner. Anyway. How about your partner?
No.
No.
Didn't.
Are your may temperature yung mga lube, Doc? Di ba minsan may parang
yes,
cool sensation?
Yes, there are System Joe lubes that are cooling, warming. Mm-hmm. And there are also clitoral arousal gels that you can use. But when you use that, I would suggest that you do that parang ano lang ah, drop per drop. Hindi pwedeng madami agad kasi baka parang wasabi yung nasa ano.
So
kailangan ni blow patayin yung partner mo.
yung kulit mo parang umaano na, nag-aapoy na. So dapat ano,
drops lang.
Unti-unti lang if you're going to use lubricants that have those kinds of sensations. Meron ding gelato mint, chocolate mint, cool mint.
Aside from lubes, Doc, what else do you sell on unprude.com?
Of course, we also sell sexual health products such as sex toys and also for your reproductive health, for protection. We have our menstrual cups, our VCF, vaginal contraceptive film, and some non-hormonal contraceptive. And we also have condoms on the site.
Nice. This is amazing. Doc, where can they find you? I know you have a show on a daily basis. Where can they find you? Which channel? Di ba tatlo show mo per day? Apat?
Well, social media first, you can find me on facebook.com/thesexymind. Instagram is _RicaCruz. And then Twitter is Dr. Rica Cruz. I think I have TikTok, Dr. Rica Cruz. Kumu. Because I have a show on Kumu, it's also Dr. Rica Cruz. And then on Spotify, I have two podcasts. One is Conservative Ako Podcast. It's really geared towards women to help them unleash their inner sexy goddesses. And the other one is the Sexy Minds Podcast. This is my podcast that I co-host with DJ Tony, and where we ask people about their sexual stories, because that's what we want to achieve, to normalize talking about sex. Whatever you do, or you know, whatever you experience, and if you can guess there, the three of you, that would be great.
And then, anytime, Doc. I mean, this is a really fun discussion tonight, as in mind stimulation, not only physical stimulation, mind stimulation tonight. Promise, I had fun.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. And then every day, Mondays to Fridays, I have Signal TV Channel 1 PH, and it's called Feelings, which I co-host with Stanley Chi. Yeah, where we talk about love, sex, and relationships.
Yun.
How many is that? So, meron pa!
Oh, sabi sa'yo eh, four ang show mo eh. Oh, ano, game.
And then on Kumu, we just went on a break, but we will be coming back, and this is Love and Sex with Doc Rica.
Nice. Do you have guests
FYE
there also?
Channel on FYE channel. It's powered by Metro and Metro Dance, Metro. And we have guests there. Celebrity guests. We'll talk about different sex topics.
Galing, nice. Doc. Ang dami nun. Guys, so it's Doc Rica Cruz. She was an amazing guest for us this evening. Mm-hmm. Any final questions or words, Chef Sharwin, Richie?
I just want to say lang, if you guys are preparing for Valentine's Day, you're checking out your reservations, creating your menus, preparing to cook at home, you should probably drop by Doc Rica's website as well, dahil yung products niya seem to be stuff you need, no? To be prepared for whatever else happens on your date.
Mm-hmm. Wait, thank you. And that's unprude.com. UNPRUDE.com. Like what you said kanina, Chef Sharwin, di ba? We're prudish. And I said, actually, that's why I created Unprude. So we don't have to be prudish anymore.
Ako, all I was going to say, Doc, is that I really love what you're doing, because sex is actually, you know, especially here in the Philippines, very nagiging tabu siya masyado. But there are some things about it naman that are normal and could be, when discussed, could be beautiful to talk about, diba? So the people, are a lot of people, women and male alike, no, find it, you know, if they're ashamed about it, it's nice to know that there's someone like you that they can go to and take their problems seriously without feeling ashamed.
Yes.
So great job.
Thank you.
I'm a fan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me here and letting me talk about sex and food. I hope I was able to give you whatever you needed. And I hope I was
perfect,
able to give you pleasure.
Right.
Ayan. Thank you, Doc Rica. That was perfect. And guys, that was another wonderful episode of The Cine Gang. If you haven't joined our Facebook community yet, please do. It's the Cine Gang FB community. We talk about food, and mostly food and my jokes, my Tito jokes, but usually food that we encounter. We post our videos there, sa aming mga food adventures. There. So that's it. Bye, guys. Thank you, everyone. Peace.
Thank you.
Bye.